What is going on, you guys? It's your host, David Ramos, with another episode of That Rabbit Talks So Much. It's such a joy to have you guys on and listening today. Thank you so much. So today, I just want to talk about purpose for a second, right? And honestly, if I can just talk to everyone right now from the bottom of what I know and what I rest on, because I see so many people just stray away from it. Let me tell you a thing about purpose. It supersedes discipline. It's not just about you doing the day-to-day task, going to a job, punching in and out. But a purpose transcends stereotypes, pushes past all these victories and successful chatter that we have in America, the strength and the pride that we proclaim, the patriotism. Purpose is something more than all that. It's when you can push away all those boundaries, when you can push away what society says about you and what the people are talking about with you. People are talking about you and what you're hearing behind your back. It's when you can push all that away for a mere moment and a mere second. That's when you find your destiny. As clear than day, as clear as light, that is when you find your destiny. A lot of people right now, even I fell into this trap before. As we grow older, we get more rules added to us. That we gotta do this, we gotta do this. We gotta make sure that we stay fit, which gets harder. We gotta make sure our finances gets better, which, you know, it's just hard because you get more bills, but you're also having the higher demand. So when you look at what society demands out of people and what culture and what people demand out of people, it doesn't make any sense, personally. And when you live in something that doesn't make sense, you're just going to be in a world of infinite stress because there'll never be a solution to satisfy all requirements. And this is where purpose and your destiny comes in. That same 4-year-old kid that said, I want to be a police officer. 5-year-old kid, I want to be a Disney princess. 6-year-old kid, I want to be a doctor. 7-year-old kid, I want to be an NBA player. 8-year-old kid, I want to be a teacher. 10-year-old kid, I want to be a police officer. 12-year-old kid, I want to be an FBI agent. 13-year-old kid, I want to be president. 14-year-old kid, I want to be a lawyer. 15-year-old kid, you know, I'm going to be a manager. 16-year-old kid, I'm going to be a waiter. 17-year-old kid, I'm going to get my degree and, you know, I'm just trying to work up, maybe be a small town manager. 18 years old, I want to be a doctor, a nurse, a pediatrician, and I'll get into any type of debt. But more importantly, I'll be a student for the next 12 years to 16. And if not that, 19 years old, I'll be a manager or a police officer. I'll be somewhere that makes a lot of money. 20 years old, I'm broke. I need to be making money. 21 year old, I need to be a manager. I want to be a manager. I want to raise. 22 year old, I want to work at a call center. Let me tell you guys something. I really mean this from the bottom of my heart. Purpose will find you. Purpose will find you. But guess what? It's up to you to bring that purpose from out of you and into this world. Because that, my friends, is what legacy is. Legacy is when you're able to put that purpose and work so hard that you can put your dreams and aspirations that's in your head and tug it outside of your dreams, and you're going to use the work, blood, sweat, and tears to put it on this world. There's a lot. As when you get older, you people say you see more, but really you see less because you get so many filters that you've learned all your life. You see things through pain. You see things through poverty. You see things through greed. You see things through lust. You see so many different filters that change the way we see and think and choose our partners. I'll be honest. If you were 3 years old, would you feel like the person you're dating is the person that you want to end up with? Was he your dream guy? If not, then leave him. Fellas, same thing. Same thing. The job you're at right now, I'm not going to say leave it because obviously there's bills, but I think that's the problem, that I can't say leave it. Because we live in this world to where we created this requirement, this need for us to have that job. But furthermore, work for your dreams while you have it. Let that give that extra energy. Because when you were a kid, you knew the direction you wanted to go in. You knew the path. You knew the virtues. You knew what you needed to do. You knew what made up a good person. But you lost your way. And learn how to hide the dirty intentions of your heart. But as you get older, there's one thing that you do gain that is good when you get older. And that's strength. That's a little bit of power. That's a little bit of resilience. Because of these situations. Because of past experiences. So use this strength. Use your anointing of God. And push past. Thank you guys so much for another episode of That Rabbit Talks Too Much. I love you guys so much. Take care. Have a wonderful rest of your day.